It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we had some outstanding reports from our broadcast partners telling us from locations around the world what is happening in those regions and how what is taking place is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. We talked in Washington, D.C. to Ken Timmerman. He talked to us about the United States evacuating its embassy in Libya. That's just another hot spot where Americans are coming under persecution and sometimes death. But also, we talked about ISIS and how they may well go after Saudi Arabia in their next conquest. The ISIS group is putting together a caliphate, and that is a worldwide dominion, a kingdom, according to Islamic eschatology. And al-Baghdadi, who is the caliph of the caliphate, the leader of that worldwide dominion, is reaching out to take other countries and other peoples into his caliphate, a worldwide kingdom. He's looking now, according to maps that have been found, at Jordan and Saudi Arabia. This is only a precursor to what will happen in the end times. David Dolan reporting on Jerusalem, Israel, and what is happening in the Middle East with his Middle East News update. We talked about the Israeli-Hamas conflict that may well expand across the entire region of the Middle East. And that is prophesied in God's word. We will see that ultimately come to pass. By the way, Hamas has revealed its ultimate goal, and that is to exterminate the Jewish people and the Jewish state of Israel. Dr. Rob Congdon reported on the European Union, the world media has chosen sides in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. They're one-sided as they stand with Hamas and against Israel. They're not doing the classic journalistic reporting from that part of the world. Charlie Dyer talked with me about his two visits to the literal city of Babylon, a city that dates back some 4,500 years. It's located on the shores of the Euphrates River, about 58 miles out of downtown Baghdad. And there is a role that Babylon will play in the end times. They will be the economic, political, and governmental center of the entire world. Dr. John Whitcomb came to the table in this broadcast arena for the purpose of explaining where dinosaurs came from and have they really disappeared. Well, they haven't disappeared. Many of them are no longer with us, but there are reasons for that. And that was the discussion that we had with Dr. John Whitcomb. And of course, David James and I got together on David James Reports for the purpose of talking about signs, wonders, and miracles and how they play a key role in the end time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. You need to make sure that you caught all of these conversations. If not, you can go to my website, prophecytoday.com. There you can go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. It's radio when you want it, when it's convenient for you. And you can listen for the first time or re-listen to any of these conversations. And do me a favor, tell a friend they need to hear what these men had to say. Well, all of that available at my website, prophecytoday.com. You know the reports from our broadcast partners today, their reports with great details helping us to understand the times in which we are living. Let me take a moment with you and give you a prophetic perspective on some of these reports. Ken Timmerman talked about ISIS and the caliphate that they have set up in Syria and Iraq. Islamic eschatology calls for a Mahdi, and that's Arabic for Messiah, to set up a caliphate, and that's Arabic for a kingdom, which will ultimately control the entire world. I need to talk to you, though, however, about Jesus who will come down and a true eschatology will unfold. The Lord is going to give Jesus a kingdom, that's Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, and a throne to rule and reign from. He's not on a throne today. His kingdom will be given to him at the second coming. Islam is, by the way, the lowest common denominator for the alignment of nations that is endeavoring to put together a kingdom right now. David Dolan talked to us about the situation in the Gaza Strip, a war that is actually 4,000 years old. Well, it's going to continue until Jesus Christ comes. Then the people, the Palestinian people, will be as if they have never been. These two twin brothers, Jacob and Esau, and if you trace them, they were to establish nations. Esau established the Palestinian people, and Jacob the Jewish people. And that's what we have in conflict today. Charlie Dyer talked about his two visits to Babylon. It's a real city. It's located on the shores of the Euphrates River. It has never been destroyed. It is indeed going to come back to power. Revelation chapter 18 says in 1 hour it's going to be destroyed, but indeed it will be in power in the last days so that that prophecy can be fulfilled. Dr. John Whitcomb gave us a report about dinosaurs, where they came from, did they disappear? You know, the book of Job chapters 40 to 41 give us the real information about these created creatures that are magnificent. Let me remind you that in the last days there will be those who deny the existence of these creatures and, in fact, that they were created one day by Jesus Christ. Dr. Rob Congdon gave us a report on the European Union, which is indeed the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. It is in place and ready to come to power. And then David James talked about signs, wonders, and miracles. Matthew 24 says that's the greatest indicator that we're living in that time of the coming of the Lord. Matthew 24, verses 4, 5, 11, and 24 says deception will be the first sign to recognize before Jesus Christ comes back to the earth. As we stop to think about it, current events are indeed setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And everything we talked about on this broadcast today has a prophetic significance. The prophetic perspective of all of our reports from our broadcast partners helping us to realize we're living in a day that is referred to as the last days. The next event on God's calendar of activities, however, will not be the fulfillment of the prophecies I've talked about, but instead it will be the rapture of the church when Jesus shouts, the archangel shouts, the trump of God sounds, and we're caught up to meet him in the air forevermore. And having said that, boy, that's a great truth. There's really nothing else for me to say except let's keep looking up until...